Page 35.
Preston Manor.
"Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the dining room," said the tour guide of Preston Manor. "Just look at the luxury in this room. Look at the paintings and tapestries on the walls, the candelabras and the lovely thick carpets. The beautiful dishes and glasses in this room are more than 100 years old." "Isn't this house fantastic?" said Helen to her friend, Andrea. "I love the spiral staircases and the beautiful rooms." "Yes, I agree," said Andrea. "And you can really imagine what life was like in this house 100 years ago, can't you?" Helen and Andrea were touring Preston Manor, an elegant house near Brighton on the south coast of England. Preston Manor was originally built in medieval England. Some of the building's original stones date back to the 13th century and still survive today. There were 4 floors to see with more than 20 rooms, and the girls were having fun. They liked all the old paintings, the silver, the clocks, and furniture. Now the tour group was going out of the dining room and upstairs to the bedrooms. Each bedroom had a thick carpet and long, heavy curtains. The 4-poster beds were large and high. "In the 19th century, the servants had to help their masters climb into bed every night," explained the guide. "Now let's go to the famous northwest bedroom."
"Why is it famous?" asked one of the tourists.
"You'll soon discover why," said the guide with a mysterious smile. The northwest bedroom looked like all the others, but it felt different. It was cold inside, much colder than in the other bedrooms. Andrea began to tremble. "I don't like it in here, Helen," she said quietly. "It's scary. There's a strange atmosphere. Can you feel it too?" "Yes," replied Helen, "I feel it too. I can imagine a ghost coming out of that cupboard in the corner right now."
"Stop it," said Andrea. "You're frightening me. Can't we go to the next room now?"
The tour guide was passing them and smiled when she heard Andrea's words. "Ghosts and spirits," said the guide quietly. "You feel it too. Many people do, you know."
"What is it?" asked one of the tourists. "Is this place haunted?"
"Well, I must tell you that some visitors to Preston Manor have seen a sort of strange white figure on the stairs. If you look through the archives of Preston Manor, you will find many letters and reports that people have seen a ghost here."
Some of the group looked around them frightened. Others smiled sceptically.
"There was a ghost here once," the guide continued. "The famous ghost of Preston Manor. She was called the Lady in White. No one has seen her for more than 100 years. But some people still get a scary sensation here in the northwest bedroom."
The guide paused for a moment and looked at the tourists.
"What do you think? Is the ghost still here?" she asked. "Does she still have something she wants to do in Preston Manor?"
One of the tourists was sceptical.
"There's no such thing as ghosts," he declared. "You just say there's a ghost here to attract the tourists. I'm sure many tourists come to Preston Manor, especially to see your famous Lady in White. The whole story is ridiculous."
Some of the tourists agreed with him, but others still looked a little frightened.
"Maybe you should listen to the whole story before you decide about this," said the guide quietly. "In 1896, the ghost of Preston Manor appeared separately to 2 sisters, Christiana and Diana. They were living in the manor at the time. Even when the 2 sisters were small, they often heard stories about a mysterious lady. This lady appeared suddenly and then disappeared. One day, Christiana was standing in the living room and the ghost walked in silently. She was dressed in white from head to foot. The ghost's face was pale, and she had no expression in her eyes. Christiana stood motionless and waited. 'So this is the famous Lady in White,' she thought. 'I can't believe I'm finally looking at her.' Christiana followed the ghost through the corridors of the house. At the foot of the stairs, the ghost stopped. Christiana tried to touch the ghost's arm, but her hand touched the air. The mysterious lady wasn't there anymore. Christiana was alone in the house again. "I hope she won't appear today," Andrea said quietly. "What a scary experience." "Maybe Christiana imagined it," answered Helen. "I think I'm starting to imagine things too. I can feel the lady in white behind us right now."
The guide continued her story.
"Diana came into Preston Manor to change her shoes after a game of tennis. The clock struck six as she ran up the large staircase to get to her bedroom. Something made her look up. At the top of the stairs, she saw a lady dressed in white. The lady was looking in her direction, but didn't seem to see her. Diana put out her hand to greet the stranger, but the lady disappeared. Shocked but excited, Diana ran to her sister. 'Christiana, guess what? I've just seen the ghost of Preston Manor,' she cried. 'It was so strange. I can't believe it.' Christiana smiled and said, 'I know how you feel, Diana. I saw her too. I tried to touch her, and there was nothing there, only air. I think we've finally seen the famous ghost of Preston Manor.' The sisters told everyone about their ghost."
"How did the local people react to their story?" asked Helen.
"They weren't surprised," replied the guide. "Strange things always happen in Preston Manor."
"Like what?"
asked Andrea.
"Well, for years, guests at the manor heard strange noises in the bedroom cupboards. Other strange things happened, and they usually happened here in the northwest bedroom. Once a guest woke up suddenly in this bedroom in the middle of the night and had a terrible shock. He saw a ghostly hand on the blanket. There wasn't a body, just a hand. He was terrified. Another guest woke up in terror and saw a groaning figure standing next to her bed. I'm not sure if the figure was a man or a woman," the guest said later. "The only thing I'm sure about is that the figure was very, very scary."
When lady visitors were staying in Preston Manor, they sometimes found big holes in their beautiful dresses in the wardrobes. The local people told them, "It must be the lady in white. She's responsible. But we don't know why she does these mysterious things."
A few weeks after Diana and Christiana saw the ghost, an army colonel visited Preston Manor. He knew all about the ghost and he wanted to discover the story behind the mysterious lady in white. Fortunately for him, the ghost appeared during his stay at the manor. The colonel saw her in the hallway and decided to speak to her. "Who are you? Please tell me," said the colonel quietly. "Why do you come here? What do you want from us? Can we help you in any way?" The lady in white didn't move. For a moment there was silence. Then she began to speak. "I was once a nun," she said slowly, "but I was expelled from the church. People said that I did bad things, but it wasn't true." The colonel listened attentively and looked at her face as she spoke. She was silent for a minute and her face was sad. Then she continued, "When I died, they refused to bury me in holy ground. I wanted to be buried in my church, with my sister nuns around me, but they didn't do it. Now my spirit can't rest. Can I help you?" asked the colonel. "They must bury me in a churchyard," replied the ghost. "Then my spirit can rest." She turned her face from the colonel and gradually disappeared.
"Did the colonel do anything? Did he help the ghost?" asked one of the tourists.
"The colonel felt sorry for the ghost," replied the guide. "He understood her problem and wanted to help her. But how could he find her a burial place? He didn't know anything about her life. He didn't know when she died. Then he had an idea." On November the 11th, 1896, the colonel and three people from Preston Manor organised a séance.
They sat around a table and called the ghost of Preston Manor. They didn't have to wait long. Soon she was standing in front of them. "We want to help you," they explained. "Who are you and when did you live? Please tell us." The ghost told them her story. Then she said quietly, "Please help me. I don't want to harm you, but I want to leave this place." Before they could ask her anything else, she disappeared.
The tourists were now enjoying the story.
"That's incredible," one of them exclaimed. "What happened next?" "Well, 3 months after the séance, there was a problem with the drains in the garden of Preston Manor," said the guide. "There was a bad smell in the house. A workman came to repair the drains. He dug up the ground around the house. Then he saw it, a skeleton buried in a small hole in the ground. The body wasn't lying flat and straight. It was doubled over." "This body was buried very quickly," said the workman. "They didn't even have time to dig a grave. They just pushed this body into the hole and covered it with earth. A doctor was called to identify the skeleton." "It's a woman between 47 and 55 years old," he said. "These bones might possibly be 400 years old." Letters were found in the archives of Preston Manor. According to these letters, the local people decided to bury the skeleton in holy ground. In the middle of the night, they secretly took the skeleton to the churchyard and buried it in a tranquil place. On the grave, they put beautiful flowers. "Now you can rest in peace, Lady in White," they said. The ghost of Preston Manor was never seen again.